Patreon. Like this, I would like to thank all the stages.
And now to football. The first leg of the CAF Confederations Cup final between Tanzania's Young Africans and Algeria's USM Algiers in Dar es Salaam will be played at the Benjamin Mkapa National Stadium on Sunday. And now to the FIFA Under-20 World Cup, where Brazil scored 2 goals late in the first half to beat Nigeria 2-0 on Saturday to finish top of Group D at the Under-20 World Cup. And that's all for this week's edition of Nightline Africa Sports. Back to you, Peter.
Thanks a lot, Samson. It's always a pleasure to hear from you. We'll link up with you again next Sunday for another look at African sports. Nightline Africa Sports. Now let's take a closer look at Africa, the problems, the prospects in time of conflict, in time of peace. Here's one man's point of view with Dr. James Jonah, former UN Undersecretary General for Political Affairs. Hello, Dr. Jonah.
Good evening, Africa. Today we pay tribute to the passing away of the humongous cotton tree in Freetown, Sierra Leone. In the 1790s, two waves of settlers arrived in their new home, Freetown, and when they got there, the cotton tree was there. It became a landmark and a meeting place for these new settlers who prior to this knew nothing about the African continent, since their far-long ancestors were drawn from many areas of the west and central coast of Africa in the Ilios slave trade and became slaves to work the plantations in the Caribbean and in the United States. When the American revolutionaries rebelled against the crown in 1776, the British government and some of the royalist owners requested many of the slaves to fight on the side of the British against the American revolutionaries, and they promised them the freedom and land. But when the United Kingdom lost America, they did take many of them to their other areas in Canada, Nova Scotia, but they gave them no land, and many of them felt betrayed. They were soon joined by many free slaves from the Caribbean, also in Nova Scotia. In an attempt to appeal their case, many of them made their way to London to petition the sovereign for their promise. Many of them were poor. So philanthropists like Sharpeville and William Wilberforce formed the Society of the Black Poor. But still, they protested that they need their land. And later on, these philanthropists have a plan. The plan was to send those willing back to the continent of their great ancestors, those willing to go. Earlier, they formed the Sierra Leone Company, which was a commercial company. And the aim was to send them back to Africa for an agricultural enterprise. Earlier, they have gone to the west coast of Africa, and they have managed to get lists from the local chiefs like King Jimmy and King Tom as the new home for these freed Africans. So these were the men and women in the two ways. Though disappointment, they found some sympathy for each other, and the cotton tree became a meeting place for them. We now have the sad news that the cotton tree, the mighty cotton tree, is no more. The official statement was that the cotton tree crashed after a major rainfall last Wednesday. But it may be that it was not just the rainfall of last Wednesday, because the cotton tree, which had been the lifeblood of the people of Sierra Leone For decades, has been slowly decaying. The sturdy roots have been decaying because they have been polluted by the inner rottenness of the roots. And that's why, also for decades, the cotton tree was in life support. So we wish our dear cotton tree, and I'm sure that many, many generations of Sierraleans would have died. And if they managed to open their hearts, you will hear the yes written in the hearts, our beloved cotton tree. I thank you.
That was one man's point of view, a commentary by Dr. James Jonah, former UN Undersecretary General for Political Affairs. And on this segment, a tribute to the legend Tina Turner, who just recently passed away at the age of 83.
Just don't ask me, how do I do it? How do you look so great? Oh, that one. I've been trying to find an answer for it for a long, long time. And just to get it out of the way, I'll just tell you that everyone is now going to gyms and exercising and carrying on. And it is said that it's good for your health, all of us yelling. And I've been singing and traveling and dancing for 35 years. So I think that my work has taken care of all of my aerobic classics. So that's the answer to that one, all right? I think I'm a very normal person off stage, I think. I like to live a normal life. I like to drive my car in town. I like to go to the markets. I still like to stay with my feet on the ground because I enjoy something about being independent in that way.
You know, every now and then I think you might like to hear something from us. Nice and easy. But there's just one thing, you see. We never, ever do nothing nice and easy. We always do it nice and rough. But we're going to take the beginning of this song and do it easy. But then we're going to do the finish rough, where we do Proud Mary. Listen to the story now. Left a good job down in the city, working for the man every night and day. But and I never lost one minute of sleep. And I was worried about the way the thing might have been. They will keep on turning. Oh, the primary keep on burning. And we're rolling.
Rolling,
yeah.
Rolling.
Rolling on the river.
Rolling on the river.
Rolling.
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 Rolling on the river.
Rolling on the river.
I'm your father, a dancer for money.
It's Sunday on Nightline Africa, and this is the time we get to relax and reflect. A flashback with music from the continent.
Ready, dear. Bibiana was a demo on Pakita Kika. And come into silence from the Bura, Namibia, my neighbor. I hope my chin that was so. Yeah.
Crazy, baby. I give you my heart and my boy. Whenever you need love, come. I will give it to you 6 in the morning. I'll be your hobby. I will do anything for the body. Lord, I love you, potato, baby, baby. My sweet potato, hey. Oh, don't you want for me, baby? Oh, your power to connect me. A beauty like a bunch of roses. Trust me, I'll be too skillful and a messy. You don't know, say you bust up my plane.
Jimmy Fajame, what made me switch up? Even petty someone, I'm going to be a puzzle. Yemenyane kane munye di papa pa wombo mi nkomo woti TV ho dana tuta tuto kobodi ba papa venye dani sisi konfano chi di jamai na boni dia ana jude su mo su wodo obi di di ba mi ma bunti mu akose peni ja wun kwa wun hia wunke wi na wupe den wupe kaya motua unye mnye mako mapeobani di madiyo kame mame nae ye li chimi chisedi kinika. I want you to feel what they say, that she will be good.
Kewa Bomi Piano.
Was our Sunday music spot. Hope you enjoy the music from Madeline Africa here at the English service of the Voice of America in Washington. Madeline Africa comes to you from the English service of the Voice of America. Hope you enjoy the program tonight. As you know by now, we're on air on Saturdays and Sundays at 16 and 18 hours UTC. From the Madeline Africa team, including producer Nicole Peters, we say thanks for joining us. And remember, as the elders say, only a fool tests the depth of a river with both feet.